Hey, Chris Manning here from Lockdown Cavs. Coming up on today's show, we're going to talk about what we're expecting, or at least theoretically expecting, from the Cavs in market workouts. Obviously, the NBA playoffs themselves are still going on, but the Cavs are now back in their individual workouts. That's all coming up today on Lockdown Cavs, your daily Cleveland Cavaliers podcast, part of the Lockdown Podcast Network. Today's episode is also brought to you by Built Bar. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON and you'll get $10 off your next order.
You are Locked On Cavaliers, your daily Cleveland Cavaliers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Cleveland Cavaliers select Darius Garland from Vanderbilt University.
Cleveland! This is for you!
Evan, first football NFL weekend is in full. You know, weird watching a lot of it. There's a lot of like weirdness just in general, obviously, right now because it's 2020, but yeah, man, it was interesting to have that back, and it made me even more longing for the fact that, you know, the Cavs are, you know, a ways away from actually playing games again.
Yeah, it is a little weird. I'm sure you saw my little Twitter firestorm or just me being upset and people calling me a COVID bro and everything, but ethically, yeah, sure, ethical consumption, it brings into question about me watching the NFL, but my argument to that is NFL players have world-class healthcare and insurance and college players don't, and that's where my problem lies. I still don't think it's the best idea for them to be playing right now, but yeah, the Browns are disappointing, so it's just like 2020 is just another normal year, I guess.
Normal. It's as normal as dystopian can be. I mean, I think, you know, the concerns about playing are their own, obviously, thing, and that's a similar discussion to that we had to basketball. Mm-hmm. And kind of what's going on there. But Evan, we're going to talk about the market, in-market workouts today. If you haven't listened to us before, I'm Chris Manning, one of the hosts here of Locked On Cavs, also run for the Sword. Do the Ineligible Man Downfield newsletter with Jordan Zerm and write a place like Cleveland Magazine and Forbes. And Evan, tell them everyone your credentials.
My name is Evan Damerl. I am 27 years old, and I enjoy long walks on the beach and then candlelight dinners afterwards. So I also cover the Cavs for Forbes Magazine's online sports section. I run the show A Few of the Sword with Chris, and we also host this podcast 5 days a week, and it's always just a fun time with the two of us together. We're also dabbling a little bit in live streams, and we're doing a fun little project called Fishing with Chris and Evan, which is I'll elaborate more about it on Wednesday about why I wanted to do it, but I'm really excited we're able to make it happen.
Yeah, just so everyone knows, we're going to, just to give you a little tease for that, it's going to be Animal Crossing, a game that I only play because of Evan. Mm-hmm. And we're going to fish, hang out, talk some Cavs. It'll be in the feed if you're not going to join us, but we're going to have some fun with it. And we're just going to, just trying to make some new kind of content for you guys because we're in weird times, and the Cavs are not going to be playing basketball for several more
months.
Well,
they're playing basketball. We just can't watch it.
But not like, yeah, we're not, well, we're not seeing like actual games that we can like break down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so fine.
Well, Evan, my only question I want to ask real quick about Wednesday is, are you gonna, Wednesday on our stream, for a
yes.
stream,
yes.
Are, no, you gonna, just, are you going to have any, is your player going to wear any Cavs apparel? I already have mine. I already know what I'm doing. What are you going to do?
Oh, my player is like on brand for what I normally wear, dog. I wear jeans and a black hoodie and black like sneakers. Like, that's pretty on brand for me. But yeah, I can whip up a Cavs jersey, the QR code real quick. I'll surprise you. Are you going to tease the details?
The fact that you're saying QR code, it means, it makes me think you haven't done.
Have you watched the video that I posted? I have a Locked On Cavs flag.
I was pretty proud of that. All right, so. Anyway. All right, let's talk about the workouts. Yeah. Basically, Evan, we don't know very much about them. I think that's a good place to start.
Well, what we do know is Tristan, Deli, and Andre are not present. Kevin Love is, but they are voluntary, to say the least, so I assume that means like players don't have to be in attendance for this whole thing. It's not like a mandatory camp. But That's fine. I mean, I get it, and I think that's the smart thing to do, especially when you have a player like Larry Nance who has an autoimmune disease. And I don't think we have any Mike Clevengers on this team, you know, compromise their immunodeficient teammates. But that's the one thing we do know about. Like, yeah, like you said, we don't really have an idea of what's going to happen in these workouts. And the Cavs more or less told me like that we're just kind of at the mercy of the organization on what info and intel we'll get, and maybe there'll be media access, maybe there won't be. It's kind of a free for all right now, and interesting time for sure.
One of the things I find really interesting about this is we just, again, like I think kind of what's gonna, how they're gonna approach them, there's just like a lot of just like kind of semantic questions I have about them, just in terms of like what they're gonna do, what the structure is gonna be, because I do think this is obviously something that and this is probably a failing of what we did it or did not ask JB. It's just like, I think if you're the Cavs, you're obviously trying to get the most out of this that you can and maximize the time you're getting and being as safe as possible, but really maximizing the window of opportunity you have as a team to kind of work together and be together. And I would wonder how they're going to attack this, because it is something that is not, you know, ever really, this isn't an unprecedented situation in so many ways. And just the I'm sure there's a lot of care, knowing some of the coaches and having talked to them in the past, like I'm sure these guys are going to be, have a lot of structure. I'm honestly sure that they've probably been thinking about this for several months, because you would sort of have to be. But that to me is probably the biggest question about this, is just what is the approach, what does that look like, how do you kind of ramp everyone up safely to avoid any injuries. You know, there's just a lot of care that I imagine goes into this.
There's a lot of care that goes into this. I know they're having it at Rocket Mortgage Field House, and I know that the arena has the amenities of Cleveland Clinic courts. They're just a little bit more obscured away. Like, the weight room is connected to the locker room, but if you walked into the room the weight room is in, it's partially a storage area, and then, like, there's, like, a hidden wall that pops open, and then that's where the weight room is for them. And it's fine and all well and good, and I don't really know what hotel they're staying at, or like what the shuttle protocol is for them. Like, there's a lot of precautions they have to take for this, but I do think the Cavs, like you said, they've had a lot of time to prepare for the possibility of there being a individual bubble situation, or maybe something they have to share with Detroit. I'm sure they've had parameters set and everything set in motion for a while now, or planned for a while now, and they're just kind of executing it. And thank God, I mean, knock on wood, Daniel House and Lou Williams being the exception here. The NBA has really gone on without a hiccup in Orlando, so to take that model and then condense it to one team in one local area that you're fairly familiar with, and the Cavs can just, like they, like we've heard and it's been reported, they just rented out a hotel nearby, and they're just going to make sure the Cavs, their players are taken care of so they don't get bored, so they don't run into a Daniel House-like situation or a Lou Williams-like situation. But no, I know for a fact the Cavs are taking this seriously, because like I mentioned, they have a player on the roster that is immunocompromised in Larry Nance, and so they obviously have to take this seriously from the get-go, and because you don't want to kill your player, obviously.
And Larry is also someone who I think was, well, like, I would go to the bubble. I would like to do
something.
Like, he was not. Yeah, it's not. Larry was, I don't think, going to be.
Us about it, he said, like, yeah, no, I'm anally making sure I'm taking every precaution to stay safe and sanitary. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure he'd still take every necessary precaution for this as well, but he's willing to do this, which is saying a lot, which means I think he has a lot of faith in the NBA and the NBPA and the Cavs organization as a whole.
100%. I think what will be really interesting is once these guys actually can start kind of doing more than the one-on-one workouts, because I think that is probably the biggest benefit than anything else, right? Like, I mean, it's just, if you're thinking about the logistics and the benefits of it, it's not just being a one-on-one work, and I know some of the guys have been like, have nailed the place and pick up, but it's not, as far as I can tell based on video, always against the kind of competition you'd want.
No, it's to be kind, starters versus the bench unit / fringe G League guys that maybe could crack the Cavs rotation next year.
Yeah, so for me, when I just think about that, I think that's probably the most interesting, and again, the health part of it is just so important, all of this, because I think the worst outcome of this would be, if name the player, doesn't matter who, anyone who's going to be there, like,
catches
suffer some kind of injury that is serious.
Yeah, and I think we're kind of seeing that a bit with the NFL coming back this year, is since they didn't have a preseason and their contact, quote-unquote, was within their own team in a controlled environment. We are seeing players get hurt left and right in football, and maybe the Cavs, you know, being 6 months removed from like actual contact, when like, you know, maybe intensity ramps up a little bit, maybe they handle a couple players with a bit more kid gloves than other players. Like Dylan Windler, I know, is going to be like the oldest rookie by the time he makes his Cavaliers debut, but like at 42 years young. But yeah, no, he's a guy I think of that the Cavs might want to just be a little gentle with, just getting him acclimated to playing NBA level ball, quote unquote, whatever you want to call this. But just like other guys, you know, who are the young core or vital to the future or tradable, as like Kevin Love in that sense, like you want to make sure that these guys are just taken care of properly so that nothing does implicate you long term.
Yeah, I think that's correct. All right, we're going to take a quick break here and let you guys know about some supporters of the show. But we'll be back talking about that. But first, Evan, I want to tell you about our friends at Roman, a new returning sponsor to the network. Look, talking about erectile dysfunction isn't easy. Usually we just brush it off or blame ourselves by saying things like, I lost my mojo, or sorry, honey, I'm just not feeling it. But with Roman, it is easy to talk about it. With a real healthcare professional who can prescribe real medication, it's simple, safe, and totally discreet. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. A healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, Roman will ship it to you with free 2-day shipping. Again, this whole process is straightforward, simple, and discreet. Getting started is simple. Just go to Roman.com and complete an online visit. Again, erectile dysfunction used to be tough to tackle, but now there's Roman. Complete an online visit today to connect with a healthcare professional and take care of it. Again, go to Roman.com/LockedOnNBA today. If approved, you'll get $15 off your first order of ED treatment. That's GetRoman.com/LockedOnNBA. GetRoman.com/LockedOnNBA. I also want to let you guys know about a cool new website that just launched in August called OhioVersusEveryone.com. The site covers all Ohio sports and pop culture. They have in-depth, interesting articles covering the Cavs, the Browns, the Indians, the Reds, the Bengals, the Buckeyes, and a whole bunch more. This is a site I think you're really going to want to go check out because they have a ton of great Browns coverage coming out of the game on Sunday, including kind of wondering about who the third receiver might be, which is a weird little thing. They also made the case to bring up Nolan Jones for the Indians. So there's a lot of fun stuff for you to go and check out and read there. It's all your favorite teams all in one site. And because they cover all teams, they only bring you the best, most interesting topics. Check them out. Again, it's OhioVersusEveryone.com. It's OhioVersusEveryone.com. And one of their editors, Mike Bassetti, is going to be on the show later this week. So you have to check him out and check out their pod as well, which I was on. All right, Evan, we're back.
We are.
So what to you is, who is someone you're, I guess, when I think about this, I mostly want to like hear from guys, kind of understand what their mindset is. Like that to me is probably more interesting than like what they're going to do. Mm-hmm. So for you, who is someone you're looking forward to hearing from?
Oh, you're kind of stealing my thunder here, man. I really want to hear from JB because I do want to pick his brain, because ever since he linked me that article about playmaking big men and, you know, with Nikola Jokic, you have Bam Adebayo. Giannis is technically a big man who can make plays for the Bucks. You also have Draymond Green, who's like a tried and true staple of an example of this. I'm curious. I wanted to ask JB, like, is he trying to incorporate that into his offense? Like, because, I mean, you have Kevin Love, who is a playmaker. You have Andre Drummond, who wants to be a playmaker. And then you have Larry Nance Jr., who has shown a propensity to be a playmaker and a facilitator for the Cavs. Like, it'd be a two-pronged question. One, do you really think this is going to be the next evolution? Because Golden State and Cleveland revolutionized the NBA, becoming three-point heavy teams from 2016 on and even 2015 on. And is he going to try and incorporate those three more so as a focal point in their offense doing that? Because the Cavs are a team that need playmaking. I mean, Dellavedova and then Dante Exum when healthy are the best two facilitators at the guard position, because Sexton has shown potential, but he needs to show sustainable potential for it under JB. And like Garland has shown flashes as well, but again, needs to show sustainable, like, proof that he's a playmaker. So maybe the Cavs need to get a little weird and a little funky with it. And like, that's where I'd want to approach things. And I feel like if we do get access to him, I think that's going to question I'm going to ask JB, because I feel like he will be available to us out of everybody.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you and I think, you and I are obviously very much in favor of, you know, different players being more available. That's obviously something you and I are going to advocate for. And we should definitely think that's going to be the case. We'll see what happens here. We don't quite know yet. But I think for me, I think that's a really good question. I think my biggest question is probably, what is your expectation with Andre? Because that is just such a black box of lack of information. Like, there's just a lot of information that they know that we don't know. And if you're looking at kind of things that are going to shape the next 12 months, however long, of Cavs basketball, what is going on with Andre is probably, you know, top three, four, five thing, just because, if not, I think probably top three. I would say, like, it's probably the, in some order, the draft, Andre, just because of his presence and the money and the continued development of the young guys broadly. I mean, you could split them up and kind of navigate, like, who needs to improve the most and and everything. But for me, it's just, like, what they expect of Andre. Obviously, I think him not being there is kind of troubling if I'm the Cavs. I don't know how much it ultimately matters, but it's not optimal. And, you know, I think he might have I know they had, like, they've had some dinners and stuff in town and when things were kind of safe, so I think he might have been there, but I think just what is your expectation, you know, do you guys expect him to pick up the option? Like, what is your kind of vibe on him right now? Because there's just such an unknown there, and there's just very little clarification. It's like, you know, the 100th most important NBA story when, you know, they're returning amid a pandemic. There's all this really good social justice work kind of being done by the players and all these different discussions going on, and the Cavs are not a good team on top of that. But to me, that's just kind of the thing that I feel like we know the least about and kind of the thing that is actually something we're able to, like, understand right now.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing with Andre. Like, gosh, if before he made that appearance on, and it's just kudos to you, Chris, because no idea this even existed beforehand. And like the app Andre did his interview on, and
salute to the Fubo PR team that sent it to me in email. I don't deserve any credit. I did no sleuthing.
I'll give you a little credit because you answered the email. You didn't think it was like spam or something. So credit where credit's due there. But just in terms of everything else, like after he said it, I'm not 100% sure. Like, maybe it's just, you know, using proper phrasing and terminology, because technically he is a free agent until he picks up his player option with the Cavs, so maybe he's using the right terminology so he doesn't get the Cavs or himself or his agent in trouble with contract negotiations. But I do wonder, like, does this impact the draft strategy? Does this impact how things are going to happen going, like, what is going to happen going forward for the Cavs, and more so, like, their draft strategy as well? Like, I think Okongwu is a pipe dream for the Cavs, but if James Wiseman does fall to them, I wonder if the Cavs completely, like, just end any and all trade or extension talks with Andre and maybe look for a trade at that point. And, like, it seems kind of silly, but the Cavs barely paid anything for him, and if they feel like Wiseman is the guy long-term, you go for it. But it's just something I definitely think about.
Yeah, I think that's possible. So much of this really is just, like, Andre and what JB's kind of vision is. I think those are probably the two things, and just because, like, they're the things we can actually get some kind of answer on now. I'm not saying, like, JB, like, knows what he wants to do, like, next year already, because that would be, you know, I'm sure he has some idea, but, like, you know, we'll see what happens with who they draft and everything. Like, that's certainly gonna matter in, like, free agency, and, like, those things are still, you know, like, a month, at least a month, 6 weeks, 7 weeks off, but that's wild to just think about, but
it really is.
It's tough look for us, Evan, in the content game here.
Yeah, just a bit, but it's okay.
At least we have
each other.
Yes, yeah, it's good. We're buds. Somehow I've become the Justin Rowan in our friendship, and that is just a wild. That is not a turn I expected. I realized that after we were DMing a friend of ours who streamed with us on Sunday.
Yeah,
and played some Marker with us. And the gifts I sent, I was like, oh, I've turned into Justin.
Oh, yeah. You send, I don't know, you're more pop culture than me. And, like, I don't know, I just try to, it takes
so
me,
like,
a little.
When I ask Kevin Love 30 questions about Rear Window, and you're just like, Chris, what are we doing here?
I didn't say that. I just said, like, I don't think the Cavs are... Well, I know for a fact the Cavs aren't going to really let people watch the scrimmages.
Yeah, it's
just
more 100%.
So, you're just going to be showing them the videos, everything going on, like, behind the scenes a little bit. But the Cavs will be controlling the narrative when it comes to the bubble stuff.
Which is obviously the right, obviously. Mm-hmm. But,
you know what would help the Cavs a lot in their bubble situation if they're trying to bulk up for whenever the season does
this
come
is a
back,
great This is a great transition. This is a great transition.
Our friends and their fine products at Built Bar. Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar ever, and it's back, new and improved, and even more deliciouser. We have 18 amazing flavors to choose from, folks. We have some of the 12 classics, including coconut almond, German chocolate, peanut butter, double chocolate, toffee almond, and peanut butter brownie. But we have 6 new players entering the fold as well, including caramel brownie, cookies and cream, cherry barcia, lemon almond cheesecake, carrot cake, and apple almond crisp. Built Bars are healthy, and they're great for the health-conscious guy or gal. They help you lose or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat. The bars are reliable, low sugar, low calorie, high protein, high fiber, and great for those with a keto diet or a type 1 diabetic like myself. In terms of classic flavors, you can never go wrong with the peanut butter. It has 19 grams of protein, 180 calories, 5 grams of sugars, and 5 grams of net carbs. In terms of the newcomers, Cherry Barcia has an excellent name pun, and it also has 17 grams of protein, 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar, and 4 grams of net carbs. Today, if you order with Built Bar, you are eligible to get a free cool with purchase while supplies last. And in order to do so, you can also save $10 off on your order by going to BuiltBar.com and using promo code LOCKEDON. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get $10 off your next order. Use promo code LOCKEDON for $10 off at BuiltBar.com.
And with that, we're going to be right back with more Lockdown Cavs. All right, Evan. What else are you looking forward to? What else do you kind of want to see how it plays out while the Cavs are in their little local bubble?
Well, I mean, it's fun to get like absolutely hyped off workout videos, like, and have endless speculation on Heightgate with Kevin Porter Jr. and other players. But like, I want to see how some of the young guys look. Mostly Darius, Colin. You know, I want to see adding all that muscle is going to do for him. Maybe somehow he learned some defense while he was working out this summer. But and Dylan as well. I'm excited to see the young guys. I'm kind of just interested to see how, like, these pieces are working, especially, you know, being 6 months removed. And it kind of, again, gives it a vision of what the Cavs should or shouldn't be doing when it comes to the draft and the foreseeable future as well. Because maybe it gives the Cavs a better idea of what is a realistic target for them next season as well. Like, I know they have ambitions of being a playoff team, but if these young guys look still pretty far behind or pretty green, like, I think it's going to put back into perspective, like, okay, the Cavs maybe need 2-3 more years of this before they can really, like, get the ball rolling on this.
Yeah, I think that's a good one. I think my next one that I kind of look at is just kind of what the young guys are, how they're all kind of doing. You know, like, what has this been like for Kevin Porter Jr.? What has this been like for Darius, for Colin Sexton, you know? There's a little smoke about Darius being a little, you know, having a little some injuries in the, you know, kind of in this and how when he was working out what he got out of working with Robert Covington, like what he's learned, you know, from watching either the NBA or the WNBA, like what kind of stuff these guys have kind of picked up on perhaps in the bubble, and then just kind of follow up to that, like Colin Sexton, have you picked up any hobbies in your time off? Like what have you done with your time aside from like pushing sleds of weight up hills in Georgia?
We're going to learn he's like done like a ton of humanitarian work, and he's going to be like vital to the growth and development of the Georgia Atlanta basketball movement. Like, he's going to have like such an accomplished, like dignified some off season. I mean, or break, we should really call it for him, that it's just, yeah, I can't wait to check it out. But you know, those are good questions too. I am curious, like, is Dylan Windler, how is all that gaming going to help his hand-eye coordination when it comes to shooting? Like, there is some credence to hand-eye coordination being developed while playing video games to the extent he does, but I don't know. It's I'm glad the Cavs are back in a sense, but I mean, we're not going to have full access. It's we're more so at, like, you know, the behest of the team at this point to kind of figure out what we can and can't do with them. But in the coming days, hopefully Wednesday for Fishing with Chris and Evan, like, we'll have like a good slew of like content and video to break down for us, just like, you know, and sink our teeth into, and like they'll just make it for fun to chat about. Because yeah, I'm just curious what these guys have been up to as well. Like, I'm sure a lot of them, like, I've been watching movies and working out, and this could be like what the rest of us are doing, but that they will be doing it at like a multi-million dollar level.
And then it's just me like firing off questions about the movies they watch.
Yeah.
Assuming I get invited, which probably
not. I'm like, yeah, I'm working on a story here, like with JB and the playmaking bigs, and Chris be like, JB, what is your favorite movie you watched?
No, JB will be like, so I watched, he'll be like, you know, I just did a Netflix deep dive into like some Coen Brothers films, and I really, you know, and I'll be like, oh, so like, do you have a strong take on Hail Caesar? Like, I also just watched Hail Caesar. He'll be like, I'm looking, Evan, just so you know, I'm looking at something very terrible. I'm scrolling the Cavs Twitter feed to see if I like missed anything that they'd put out. And I'm seeing
Andre Drummond week.
Yeah, but I'm looking at a very terrible Tristan Thompson as the Red Hulk thing. And I could be Gambit. I think this is all just going to be really interesting, and I want to learn as much as we possibly can about how it goes on.
No, as long as they're staying safe, I'm okay with it, and I think the Cavs are going to do everything they can to stay safe, and that's all you could really ask for at this point, and I'm pretty happy with the result. Hopefully we'll be happy with the results of this.
I do think that it is also a bummer that Dally and Tristan not being there, I think, is you are losing something because they're not there.
Well, Ante Zizek too. We can't forget the legend himself. But
Jetty's buddy, one of Jetty's is the guy. Jetty was pretty close to in the locker room. But yeah, I mean that is true. But I think Tristan and Dally are a little more important.
Tristan not having Tristan is a huge blow for the Cavs. I think Dally will be back in some capacity. I don't think there's gonna be much of a market for Matthew Dellavedova. I hate to say in terms of free agency because his shot has gone, and maybe he retooled that in his time off while eating some avocado toast. But I losing Tristan stinks, and I still think it's like you've said it, Zavac said it, Justin Rowan said it, I've said it, I think my dog said it at this point. Like, it's a shame that we may have seen Tristan Thompson, the last Tristan Thompson in a Cavaliers uniform, and I just wish we had more time to say goodbye.
If it isn't in fact his like last thing, and I think, as a kind of follow up to what we said earlier, I think asking Larry and I think one of the questions I would have is asking everybody about Tristan and bringing him back would be on my list, because you've had guys mention it publicly, and I think it's more than fair game for you to do that.
I think it's fair game, but I think you'd get hushed out of the room real quick.
Well, you know what? Kick me out of the Zoom.
I'd rather not.
I would, Evan, honestly, like at that point, it's just like I would rather just get. I would ask a very. It's a very fair question.
I think it is too.
And Evan knows at this point. I will just like share my full. I don't care.
Chris will spill his tea for those listening at home. But yeah, no. That's an interesting question, especially like I don't know.
It's honestly, frankly, a vital question. It's probably one of the few questions you could ask where you're actually going to get an answer that has like.
An honest kind answer.
Not even just an honest answer, but an applicable answer in the context we're in.
That's also true. It's just like Tristan is. I think it may seem like we're overhyping his value a little bit, but no, he's quite literally. His value to this team will always be more than what other teams perceive him as, and it's. It says a lot when the Cavs, like their players, go on public social media in the middle of the night to say, like, all right, we need to bring Tristan Thompson back. And for all we know, the Cavs, from what I heard, have explored avenues of bringing back Tristan, but it just may not be realistic with Andre and everybody else in the fold as well.
Yeah, all right. That's going to be it for today's show, though. We're going to be back tomorrow with another show looking at Cavs lineups and some of the best ones from this year is kind of a segue into what we're going to do for our upcoming player week, which I'm pretty excited about. But for myself and Evan, this has been Locked On Cavs. Evan, send us out.
Wear a mask. Make sure you're registered to vote. Practice good social distancing. Wash your hands. And go Cavs.